Hello, this is Jess, and here's a summary of what my latest book is about. You Crazy Vegan, Coming Out as a Vegan Intuitive, is partly a story about my own journey, but really the main message is all about freedom. More specifically, it's about choosing the freedom to live in a way that's true to yourself, no matter what other people think. So regardless of whether your loved ones agree, or even strangers, whether people in general seem to approve of your choices. And the book doesn't dismiss those concerns as irrelevant or trivial. There's a lot in there to kind of acknowledge how hard it can be to not conform, and a bit about the research behind that desire to fit in with others. So there are some personal anecdotes, but also strategies in there to help you to stay true to yourself without needing to conform as much, or at least recognizing when that pressure is there to go along with the crowd. And I use veganism as an example in my own life of doing something that is definitely not the norm, as well as leaving a job as a forensic psychologist in a hospital setting at the time in order to become a professional intuitive, which is much less conventional. If you're not sure what an intuitive is, it's basically someone who uses their intuition or psychic ability to help others as part of their work. So that journey is shared as my example, but the book will also encourage you to live according to your own truth, so living by your intuition and inspiration and enthusiasm. There's actually a whole chapter on just following clues in terms of what you feel enthusiastic about, and also another part on finding the why that makes you cry. So for me, I'm really moved by the treatment of animals, whether it's people treating them kindly or not so well. It affects me either way. Tends to make me cry. And for every person, really, I think there's something that moves them to tears, whether it's the suffering of a particular group of people or when there's a milestone achieved in whatever cause you feel passionate about. Whatever is the why that makes you cry, this book will encourage you to play your part in working towards creating a better world and trying to make your vision become a reality. And also living with joy as much as possible, rather than feeling like you have to be a martyr to do what's important. There are also techniques in there if you want to overcome a habit you don't want anymore, and how to say no to others or refuse offers or invitations for things that you'd rather not accept. So there's a lot in the book about living an inspired life in a way that leads you to feel that you can make a positive difference, and doing it in a way that isn't going to be suppressed by your own need to fit in or fear about what other people think. And my struggle with that, the book covers stories where that has been really hard for me. So yeah, it's not quite a full-on autobiography, and I wouldn't necessarily call it self-help either, but it's a bit of both, and it's a fun read based on some of the feedback I've received about it. Actually, the publisher and bookstores seem to have a bit of trouble categorizing it, so you may even see it in the cookbook or weight loss section, where it definitely does not belong, so please don't buy it thinking you'll find any recipe or dieting tips. And yeah, so to sum up, my hope is that anyone who reads this will want to follow their intuition more and just be a bit entertained, maybe also motivated to get really engaged in something that matters, where you can make a difference, whether it's veganism or anything else. It's available as an ebook or in paperback format from most major bookstores, and I have links to those on my website on the You Crazy Vegan webpage. And 30% of any profit made from book sales will go to the animal protection charity Animals Australia. If you do choose to order a copy, I hope you like it and that it might help to bring about some positive change in your life. Thanks for listening. Bye.